Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, October 31st, Halloween 2019. Take your country back, fight for your freedom, and boo. So we have a very important program for you, and I hope you will listen closely. Might even want to take some notes. I mean, I know a lot of you are very, very concerned about your country and about impeachment and about all of that. So what I'm going to give you is rock solid information tonight. Unlike everybody else, all right, who will speculate and they'll mislead you and all of that. Impeachment vote in the House to continue the inquiry and define it for the public. 232 for, 196 against. Two Democrats voted against. Congressman Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey, Congressman Colin Peterson from Minnesota. All of the Republican congresspeople voted against continuing the impeachment inquiry. All of them. Very important, because that gives the senators in, the Republican senators, cover to dismiss this if it ever gets to the Senate, which it might, but it might not. Unless there is anything new, new facts, new actions of the president we didn't know about. There is no impeachable crime here or misdemeanor or whatever. There's nothing here. Now, something might come forward in these hearings or outside the hearings. And we would have to, as honest Americans, consider that. But as it stands now, every single congressperson on the Republican side voted against this. The senators note that. So even a Mitt Romney, who despises Donald Trump, and a Lisa Murkowski, who's not on board with the Trump administration at all, even they have to go, you know, there's not a lot of drive in the Republican Party for this. Very, very, very important. So going forward, what's going to happen is the public will see the impeachment proceedings. They will see it, okay? There'll be cameras there. Only two people are going to star in this outside of the witnesses. Adam Schiff, the fanatical zealot on the Democrat side, who is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, and the minority ranking member of that committee, Devin Nunes. They will do most of the questioning. They will do most of the statements. Now, Nunes is smarter than Schiff. And I don't say that out of any rancor. I don't like Schiff, but I don't say, he's a smarter guy. He's more incisive. He's a better speaker. So advantage Republicans. And Nunes doesn't brook any nonsense. Nunes knows from the very beginning that Trump was unfairly accused of Russian collusion and all this other business. He has a very strong frame of reference, Devin Nunes. So I'm giving the advantage to Nunes in this public forum. The other congresspeople on the committee, the intelligence committee, it doesn't seem to me like they're going to have a lot of camera time here. But we'll see. All right. Now, the Judiciary Committee, that's Nadler, they are to the side now. Now, they can request certain things. You might see some witnesses go over there, but it's primarily the Intelligence Committee. All right. So once again, recapping, a resolution to continue impeachment proceedings, 232 to 196. No Republicans voted for it. Two Democrats defected. It'd be Adam Schiff against Devin Nunes in the public proceedings. Okay. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television.
Galaxy devices or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Whistleblower. Now, from the very beginning, I reported that this whistleblower was suspect. This is the guy who started all of this impeachment business. We now know who he is, all right? And that's thanks to Real Clear Politics, the website, Real Clear Politics. And I'm going to name him because this is a very important story for all Americans. Eric Ciaramella, 33 years old, CIA officer specializing in Russia and Ukraine, graduate of Yale, currently works at Langley, Virginia, for the CIA. Eric Ciaramella, all right, was a very close associate of John Brennan, the CIA director, a National Security Council. John Brennan, the CIA director under Obama. All right. Now, Brennan is under investigation by the Justice Department. This gets even murkier now, but I want to be careful. Ciaramella was assigned to the National Security Council by John Brennan. Very unusual for a 33-year-old to be there. There, he worked under Susan Rice, President Obama's National Security Advisor. So he's deeply embedded in the Obama administration, is Eric. He's a young guy. Now, once President Obama left office, Ciaramella stayed in the White House as a member of the National Security team. He stayed there. Why he wasn't swept out, I have no idea. All right, and then he was accused of leaking bad stuff about President Trump. And I believe he did it, because I think this whole thing's a setup. In addition to that, Ciaramella has two very close friends in Adam Schiff's office, where he went to figure out how to file his whistleblower complaint that started the whole impeachment thing. Getting a picture here? Now, this just knocks this guy's credibility right out the window, which is why you haven't heard anything about him in 2 weeks, which you'll probably never see him in front of the House Intelligence Committee, because this is a resistance guy. I mean, this is bad. You know how bad this is? Now, Schiff himself could be in major trouble, because Schiff set this up. I'm 100% sure of this. 100% sure that Schiff set this whole thing up. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Okay, so today, Halloween is a fun day for the kids. You know, I'm going to watch The Fall of House of Usher on TCM tonight. I love those kind of old 50s and 60s horror movies. There's a Beach Boys song that everybody knows, a great song called Fun, 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 Till Daddy Takes the T-Bird Away. Fun is very important. And what I tell people to do and what I do myself is when I have my calendar, my monthly calendar, I build in days when I'm going to do something that I think is fun. Now, I'm a boring guy. I don't drink. I don't take drugs. I don't do any of that. All right, I don't carouse, I'm boring. But there are certain things I like to do. So even if it's reading a book or getting a massage or having dinner with friends, it's very important for you, for your mindset, to have, 10, maybe 12 things every month that you put on the calendar that you look forward to. All right, fun is really important. It's a stress buster. Lifts your immune system, as long as the fun isn't destructive or hurting someone else. That's the key. If you're not hurting anybody else, have fun. Okay, but don't put anybody else at risk. So if you get blasted and get into a car, you kill somebody. Fun is underemphasized in this country. All right, we don't hear people going, hey, have a blast. We don't do that anymore. And a lot of the fun is bad. A lot of the fun is, you know, destructive stuff. So have fun. Put it on your calendar. We'll see you on Monday.